Well, thanks for coming today. And with me today are Representative David Day and Hal Dooley and Rich Tigert of MAVO, Missouri Association of Veterans Organizations. And today we all are announcing that we're adding to our Operation Extra Mile program in the State Treasurer's Office by announcing new help for veterans and military families through our Big Missouri program. We are making loans available to veterans and military personnel and their widows, widowers, anyone who's serving actively through our Big Missouri program. We are also collaborating with the Small Business Administration to work with the Patriot Express pilot loan initiative that the SBA has, which is offering loans to veterans, allowing 75% of that loan to be guaranteed by the federal government. So we are going to be adding on top of that the Big Missouri Loan Program, which will help reduce those veterans' interest payments on loans through that program. And then we're also going to be working with these organizations to make sure that we get the word out to all the veterans that this kind of help is now available to them through the Big Missouri program. And, you know, through Big Missouri, we are able to help reduce loan payments for people taking advantage of that program by about 25 to 30%. So I'm very happy to announce this for veterans. I know Representative Day has been very diligent in his work on helping our veterans and our military personnel, and I appreciate him being here today. And would you like to say anything?
Sure. I want to thank Treasurer Steelman for doing this. You know, whenever, and it's a logical step, whenever you look at what she's done with cutting off funding of terrorists through state funds, and we are limited as a state on what we can do on the war of terror, but she's led the nation on that, and she's fought to help protect our men and women while they're over there fighting, and now she's fighting to take care of them after she comes back, and I just appreciate it so much. It's a great program, and anybody that's ever heard me talk, they know that I say this all the time, but through actions or words, we can never say thank you enough to our veterans, but that doesn't mean we should ever quit trying, and that's exactly what she's doing. She's continuing to say thank you, so Sarah, thank you very much. Great program.
Thank you. Do you all care to say anything?
Sure. I want to thank Treasurer Steelman for this opportunity. As all of you know, the veterans, Missouri veterans, especially at the advent of a contingent of our National Guardsmen going to Kosovo, one of the benefits that's derived out of this is a loan program. We think it's very timely. We want to thank the Treasurer for her initiative in doing this. Other states have been doing this. Our Guardsmen and our reservists really need this type of help, and we just want to commend Treasurer Steelman for this effort. Thank you.
I'd like to echo the words that Hal Dooley just mentioned concerning our veterans and our National Guard and Reserve now serving overseas. And especially this program will help those National Guard and Reservists who are giving up a portion of their time, giving up possibly a lucrative business and so on to go overseas and defend our country. And this program will just help them get reestablished once they return. And that's something that we really need to stress, is helping those small business owners, farmers who give up a year of their life to go over and defend our country. Thank you.
Thank you all. A little bit about how this will work is we currently have a criteria that we use to evaluate the loan applications as they come to us that actually assess value to those projects that have a higher multiplier effect in their own community. So the more the dollar turns over in that community, the higher ranked that project gets on our criteria. So we're going to have a checkbox on our loan application now where if you are a veteran or active military personnel, you'll get extra credit for that, having that status. So that's how we're going to elevate them, those particular loans.
To be clear, the same criteria still apply. You're just adding this
yes.
to it, and that will help leapfrog those people
yes.
to acquire this shot.
Yes.
But they're not getting out of any of the criteria.
No.
Do you need legislative approval for this to happen, or can you just
no.
do it by BI?
Any other questions?
Yeah, quick question about this. You know what Big Missouri does? How exactly, if you could just take me through the steps of how veterans will benefit the way farmers and other people running small businesses, for instance, would benefit?
Well, the main benefit is that it reduces their amount of loan payment because they're paying a lower rate of interest.
How do they get to that stage, though? What is it that...
They go, actually, you go through your bank, whatever bank that you're using, and then that bank has to be participating in our Big Missouri program, which is available to all banks in Missouri, and that application process goes through their bank first, so they receive approval there, and then it comes to the state treasurer's office, and we have a linked deposit review committee that looks at them and then approves them, makes sure that they meet all the criteria that's in the law and meets all of our criteria, again, ranking the projects based on what some of those economic factors that we look at. And then we issue approval, and then it goes back through the bank, and the bank makes the loan.
So basically you're trying to reach a threshold, and this allows them to get closer to that threshold. We'll put them over the threshold.
This elevates them, yes. It gives them preferential treatment because they're getting to check mark a box that says I'm a veteran or I'm military personnel, but they still have to, you know, follow the other or qualify based on the legislative guidelines that have been set for the program, plus our own internal guidelines that we've set. But it does give them extra weight because of their military status.
Has your office found that there's a high demand for veteran-owned businesses to be a part of this program?
Well, we haven't really identified that until, you know, through this program, we will be able to identify that, because otherwise we weren't asking if they were a veteran or military personnel.
So do you have anybody, like, I guess, quantifying about how many people this might
affect? You all might have a better idea on that.
Don't have an exact number, but it is significant, a lot more significant now than it was before the Iraq and Afghanistan invasions because of the deployment and the level of deployments we've had.
And as Hal mentioned, you know, as veterans come home from Iraq, when their job has been disrupted or maybe their business, if they own a small business, they may need that extra help. And that's why this program, I think, is going to be so important to them.
Sir, would somebody have to be in business already before, say, coming to Iraq? Or could they come back and then start a business? Would that be-
they could come back and start a business. It, through this program and the Small Business Administration.
And do you have to have been a full-time military person? Could you be with the National Guard saying you served 16 months in Iraq and you came back and be qualified?
This is, yes. Also eligible are National Guardsmen.
You have to serve.
I don't think so, no. Mm-mm. We're also making it available to widows or widowers as well. So if you've lost your husband or your wife in combat, this program will be available.
You have to be widowed by virtue of a combat
relationship. Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you all very much for coming. Thanks for helping get the word out about this program, too.